On the edge of downtown Los Angeles, a group of people, mainly from the Democratic Republic of Congo, gather here once a week for a little piece of home. About one-third of them arrived in the U.S. as refugees.
Sometimes it's very difficult, and it's a very long process, and we never know when you start the process when it's going to actually end up in, the person actually coming to the States.
On this Sunday, Camille Tutu is talking about the work he's been doing to help the Congolese people back home in a country plagued by war and violence.
There are militia groups all over the eastern part of Congo. But again, when I say militia, people don't understand. Let me say there are ISIS all over, and then people will understand. If I say there are Al-Qaeda and Taliban all over, then people will understand. But this has been going on for the past 25 years.
Tutu's homeland is not the only African country in turmoil.
The whole country is in, continent, I wanted to say, is in big turmoil. So when we are seeing Africans really running for their lives, I don't know why many times the international community closes its eye.
In 2015, about one-third of all refugees who arrived in the U.S. came from Africa.
We don't have systems in place, and that's where my question...
Talk show host and magazine editor Pamela Anchang from Cameroon hopes more Africans will be able to come as the U.S. increases the numbers of refugees it takes in over the next few years.
People are getting killed, getting slaughtered. Even in my own country, in the north, Boko Haram has infiltrated and has caused a lot of havoc. But it just seems to be that the emphasis is more on the European crisis, and the Africans are feeling neglected. So I think we as Africans ought to speak up.
But she says it is not easy for the African diaspora to speak as one voice.
Africans are very tribal in their thinking. We're very regional in our thinking. And so, you know, we've been so divided and conquered back home. So Africans typically don't see themselves in a homogeneous way.
Anchang says in the U.S., it is best to work with one voice, the voice of an African. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles.